This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Stop Waiting For It to Get Easier Mastermind and Coaching Programs. Now is the time to create your dream business, and Jim Palmer is the perfect coach to help you get that done. Jim offers three different coaching programs, and as a member of his mastermind group, you'll also benefit from the advice, wisdom, and inspiration of other successful entrepreneurs. Learn more about Jim's mastermind and coaching programs at www.thenewsletterguru.com/coaching. www.thenewsletterguru.com/coaching. And get started building your dream business today. That's www.thenewsletterguru.com/coaching.
Hey, this is Yannick Silver, author of Maverick Startup, and you are listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and those are all great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Very, very excited about this week's show because my special guest is a really great friend of mine from north of the border, as I say. He's a really great marketer. Troy White is his name, and let me tell you just a little bit about Troy, and we'll bring him on. Troy is a Calgary-based entrepreneur that's been involved in sales and marketing for over 23 years. In just the past decade, he has helped hundreds of small business owners generate more leads and improve their sales conversions with the ability to turn words into wealth. Troy is an expert on finding unusual ways to promote your business on a tight budget, which is going to resonate great with my audience. If you want to stand out from the crowd, you will love Troy's techniques on his blog, which you can find at blog.smallbusinesscopywriter.com. That's blog.smallbusinesscopywriter.com. Troy, welcome back, and thank you for being my guest this week.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. It's been a long time since we've touched base, so I'm really looking forward to sharing some of the the very cool things and results that my clients have been getting. So thank you again for having me part of this.
It is my pleasure. You know, you're one of only a handful of people that I've actually have back for a second time. I think I interviewed you about a year and a half ago. And, for the folks listening, you and I, we connected probably 5 or 6 years ago, I'm thinking. Just in the circles we were both traveling in, some of the seminars.
Right.
And you were putting on your own seminars at the time, and we connected on that level, plus the fact that we have something in common. We both have twins, right?
We do. Yeah, mine are now just turned teenagers. So, yeah, they're keeping me busy.
So you are rapidly approaching the time that I did 2 years ago where both my twin girls got married within a 12-month span of time. So
that's
I hope,
right, yeah.
I hope you're putting away, buddy.
Yeah, saving and saving, yeah.
Yep. Hey, how about a tent in the backyard? No, that's not going to work.
Yeah, they get a little demanding, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, what I'd like to do, Troy, because to be honest with you, I didn't prepare a lot of notes, and lest anybody hit the eject button on the CD or go scrolling away, Troy is we see eye to eye on a lot of different things, and every once in a while I like to get somebody on who we can just kind of have a conversation, almost like we're sitting around by the fire at the bar having a beer and just talk marketing, because I think when I listen to, and I listen to a bunch of podcasts and things, and I really enjoy kind of the interaction back and forth, so I know that's what kind of you and I are going to do. I'd like to start out by talking about, there's two different types of marketing that I think are really important and that I think you excel at. I'm talking about theme marketing and also storytelling. And let's see, which one do we do first? Let's talk about theme marketing. When we first connected, Troy, I almost called you Roy. When we first connected, Troy, you were doing an event up in your hometown area, And it was Western theme. And
right.
I remember my good friend Melanie Benson Strick, you were showing all the people that were coming to speak at your event had cowboy hats and things like that. I mean, that in and of itself is a great example of theme marketing, is it not?
It is. And you know, it's what I love about a theme type of a promotion or a themed event is it makes the marketing side of it so much easier. And a lot of people don't think about that, but as soon as you come up with a theme, it becomes so much easier to find the marketing materials and some really creative and innovative ways to get the message out there. To, you know, we'll talk a little bit about storytelling, but themes always have stories woven into them. And you know, just as an example, the reason I decided on the Western theme is the city I'm in, Calgary, once a year, and it's been 100 years now that we've done this in this city, we have this thing called the Calgary Stampede, and it's you know, world known for the rodeo that it puts on. Our whole city, we've got about 1.5 million people here, the whole city gets decked out for this 10-day Calgary Stampede. And I thought, and what I mean by decked out is everybody dresses up Western, they put flags everywhere, we have a huge midway, it's the world's most lucrative rodeo. I can't remember the total prizes, $3 or $4 million in rodeo prizes given away. And so for 10 days, the entire city is Western. So I thought, what a great way to do an event, tie it into this, you know, all these people would fly in from all over the world, and they would show up for my Western event. They show up in the cities all decked out Western, and it would just really fit in well. But as I started to think through the theme, and I started to think about, you know, the things like the cowboy hats and getting Western cartoons done up, and the side benefit, though, was you start digging into things like the Klondike days and the Gold Rush and the Wild West days, and there's so many hidden stories in the background there that become instant marketing assets, right, where I could talk about the Klondike Rush. And just as an example, a lot of people don't realize in the Klondike Gold Rush that, you know, I wrote an article about this to promote the event. All these people went to the Gold Rush, and about 95% of them gave up just miles from where all the gold were. And so, of course, it was fascinating to see some old-time pictures of all these people hanging out in the town. They had almost made it, but they gave up at the last little bit. And so they would just hang out, you know, drinking at the saloons and that, and causing all kinds of trouble. But meanwhile, that 5% crowd went on, kept going, and, you know, found the gold and made a lot of money doing it. And I find, you know, it's very similar to a lot of people in business. They give up just before, you know, the gold is found. So as I created this theme, and this was my first real big experience doing this type of a theme for myself. I had done it for other customers, but it's always different when you're promoting for yourself or promoting for others. But the nice thing about themes is there's so many hidden stories in the background there that, like I say, they become marketing assets that anybody can use. And it's a really cool way to build a business or to launch a new product. I actually have I call it a cash flow calendar that I created to help people pick themes, because, you know, a lot of people think, well, yeah, we've got New Year's, and, you know, they think of the standard holidays, but they don't realize that throughout the year there's, well, in my calendar I've got like 1,500 different examples of, you know, like January 2nd is National Mew Year's for cat lovers, right, instead of New Year's. And it's an actual national event where cat lovers go and they have a New Year's party for their cats. So, you know, if you're a cat lover and you want to tie it into your cats, or you're in a pet-related business, it's an ideal promotion that's different than what everyone else is doing. And, you know, I love using the standard holidays, you know, the New Year's and the Thanksgivings and Christmas and that. But everybody else does that. So what I find is when you pick a theme that's a little bit out of the norm, your email, if you're using email or your direct mail piece or your blog post, it immediately just stands out from all of the rest. And, you know, it's a very cluttered marketplace out there, Jim. You know, we, you know, open up your email box in the morning and, you know, you're going to have, well, I'm sure you're like me, 100, 200 different emails from all kinds of different promotions going on and things like that, and you know, you sit there with the delete button. So the key is, your number one job in growing and marketing a business is you've got to stand out from the rest of them somehow, some way.
Another, you know, GKIC, Glazer Kennedy, Dan Kennedy talks a lot about themes and, you know, whether it's the superhero theme or whatever. And some people go, that's kind of cheesy. But in a way, it not only helps you as a marketer, because what I think is when you know, everybody's focusing on, okay, what do I got to say either in the ad copy or on the video or things like that. And, you know, what do I got to do to grab attention and how's my event going to be different? But when you actually latch on to a theme, it almost gives your brain creative license to go spiraling off and figure out all these different ways that you're going to actually be able to just, as you say, stand out, because you could have the best event in the world, you could have the best message or best offer or whatever, but if it's not getting noticed, it's not going anywhere.
Right. And you know, the nice thing about a theme is that we have this amazing online tool called Wikipedia. And I'll stick to the West Wild West theme that I chose. Going to Wikipedia and typing in Wild West, there's, when you said, you know, opening up your mind and giving it creative license to do whatever, Wikipedia feeds that, because there's so much information there that you can pull from and get even better ideas and deeper ideas and just completely off-the-wall ideas. And, you know, when I was researching the Wild West event, I found out that back in the, you know, the Wild West days, we'll say, only a few miles from my house, at the time, was there used to be a, I mean, the city, of course, was much, much, much smaller at the time, but there was a saloon there that, I can't remember the guy's name right now, but he was kind of one of those, he was a troublemaker. And what he did is he went out and captured a live bobcat and took it into the bar in a bag, in like a burlap bag, and then he would just let the cat out and just sit back and watch all the mayhem and see. And so, you know, it's completely a bizarre story, but I could relate it to where I was living. I could relate it to, you know, all the mayhem that, you know, that was caused by this. And then, of course, I tied it into the event. So when you pick a theme like that or any other type of theme, you can find some really off-the-wall things that become really interesting to your prospects and clients. And that's the key, to make it interesting for them, and not just talk about the same old that everybody else is talking about. So I absolutely love theme marketing. I just read or saw it online on Bloomberg's site. There's a guy based out of New York, and maybe you've heard about him, Damon Burrell. I believe I'm pronouncing his last name.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all about, and he's an ex motorcycle mechanic who got injured. And so he thought, well, what am I going to do? I can't be doing that anymore. So what can I do? Well, he loved organic food. He loved to cook. He was not a trained cook. But so he came up with this idea and this concept to this, I don't even think a restaurant's the right word for it, but we'll call it a restaurant. It's on his own property. He's got 12 acres of land, and he grows and harvests his own organic foods. Well, what's interesting about this is he's got a 5-year waiting list to get into his restaurant.
Wow.
He's got the Obamas. He's got everybody trying to, you know, skip the line, we'll say, but they can't. It's a 5-year waiting list. He only feeds 18 people a day, and you've got to book 5 years in advance. And I think as of February, because he's quitting or retiring in 5 years, just over 5 years. So as of February next year, you can't even get into it. So you can imagine the demand that now creates for those last and final days. And, you know, some of his foods that he, and so he fits, it's all in the organic theme. It's all about this massive demand to get into this place that very, very few people can get into. And so he has things that he weaves into this, his backstory, the theme of organics, and like this liquefied violet stems that he cooks all of his foods in, you know, and I mean, I've never even heard of such a thing. Or he makes this organic acorn ice cream that he actually has to soak the acorns in the natural stream that runs through his property for a year before he can make the ice cream. It's just incredible work of the organic theme, the long waits, very high demand, and then an incredible story to how each piece of food is created, and of course the presentations. Remember, this is a guy that has no real training to be a chef or to run a business, but yet he's one of the most in-demand chefs out there in the world.
That's so crazy.
Isn't
hey,
that,
yeah. Sorry, Troy. You know, I want to switch over to storytelling, but you mentioned your calendar. I know a lot of people struggle with coming up with a theme. And, you know, you have this calendar, which actually, in addition to all the 8 or 10 or 12 regular holidays you think of, there's almost like a goofy holiday on every day. Real briefly, tell people about your...
Sure, yeah. So the cash flow calendar is something I've done for, I think this is like 6 or 7 years now. And it all came from this interest and fascination with using themes in marketing. And so what I started to do is I realized how many hidden opportunities there are for theme marketing. A lot of people never really go out of their way to find these unusual events like this. So I started compiling them. And so I'll give you some examples here. I just pulled up January. So, you know, everybody talks about New Year's Eve, but January 1st, there's about 10 different events that day that you could choose instead of New Year's. So it's Apple Gifting Day, it's Global Family Day, it's the Polar Bear Plunge or Swim Day, it's Mummers Parade. Saturday, January 4th, is Free Flower Basket Day, World Trivia Day, World Hypnotism Day, National Spaghetti Day, World Braille Day. You know, so I've got, I think there's like 1,500, I just added like 200 or 300 new ones this year. And it lists them all out. It also lists, you know, national and international events weekly and monthly. And then to help people get past, okay, well, that's great, but I don't know what to do with it, right, which is where a lot of people get stuck. Okay, I get it. This is kind of a neat-sounding theme. But what do I do? So I actually have in there, too, I show them how to turn a theme into a promotion. And so a lot of it is done for you. So there's a lot of copy-paste promotions already written, so you can just, you know, as I said, copy and paste them, fill in a few blanks here and there to customize it to your products, your services, and your audience. But most of the hard work's done for you.
That's awesome. What's the URL where they can go to?
It's real simple. It's www.cashflowcalendars.com.
One more time. Would you say triple W?
Yeah. Yeah.
Flew right by me.
Cashflowcalendars.com.
I thought you folks in Canada just invented a new prefix to URLs. You said that so fast.
Sorry. Yeah, I just meant www.
All right. So there's no doubt that themes are really popular. But still, one of the things I think that drives marketing today, and I think I've always believed that, you know, being a writer and you know, I guess a storyteller myself, and everybody who's really in sales is or should be a storyteller. But it seems like in the last couple of years, you're starting to see in the marketing circles that we travel in, the word storyteller is becoming bandied
right.
About. Talk about storytelling, as you know, how important it is, whether you're online, offline, you know, video, blogging, you know, whatever. Talk about storytelling.
Yeah, you know, to me, stories are really that one secret asset that a lot of entrepreneurs have but are scared to use. And I see this all the time. I'm sure you see it too, Jim, where somebody starts up a company. And, you know, when you start up a company, it's typically you, yourself, and nobody else. And yet, as soon as they open the doors, they try and mask the fact that it's just a small company. They try and act like a big corporation. So they do the big, slick, glossy brochures, the big, fancy website that, you know, on the About Us page, it sounds like some big company. But yet, in this day and age, what people really want is they want to know who they're buying from. They want to know the real backstory to why should I buy from you over anybody else? And a lot of well, every entrepreneur has a story to share. It's just I have to, you know, sometimes yank it out of them that they have a good story to share. And but when they do share it, it's amazing what results can happen. I'll give you a quick example. I did some work for a company here in Calgary. They rent out those big trash bins that when you're doing renovations and that, those big steel garbage bins that you throw all your junk in. And he was trying to break into the home builder crowd. So we have a couple hundred different home builders throughout the province here. What we did is we compiled a list of all the top builders and their purchasing managers and CEOs. And we put together, it was a very simple campaign, two-page letter, black and white. There was no flyers, there was no glossy anything. And it was, it told the story of the guy who owns the company, this trashman company. Now, a lot of people think, well, this type of stuff, this theme marketing, this storytelling, that doesn't really work in the business-to-business crowd. It's a block that a lot of people have. They just don't believe it. Well, this guy, you got to remember, he's selling business-to-business, and he's selling to some massive companies, these home builders. A couple of them are, you know, $500 million a year. We're going directly to either CEO or purchasing manager, guys that get hammered with, you know, pitch letters all the time is what they call them. So we didn't do the typical pitch letter. We told the story of the guy that owns the trash company. We told the, we talked about his kids, you know, the age of his kids, the fact that, you know, he's got to have this business that's up and running and successful, and the only way it can be successful is to treat his clients good. So these 200 companies never heard about this guy before. We had an 18% response rate to that letter. And, you know, what we were doing was asking for them to want to meet with him. And we weren't asking for them to start renting bins at that point in time. But 18% of these massive companies said, not only put their hand up and said, yeah, I'd like to talk to you, but we got, I can't even remember, at least a dozen thank you letters, which was fascinating to me, and especially to him. Thank you letters from, you know, purchasing managers from $500 million companies saying, you know, I really appreciate you taking a personal approach to this. I get dozens of pitch letters a week. You're the first guy to ever do this in my 20 years in this business. So it tells you something, right, that storytelling is not really used very often in business to business or business to consumer, and that when it is used and used properly, it's very, very impactful to the people that are reading it because it's not commonly seen. And so even in the business-to-business world, this ability to tell a good story and just tell your backstory, don't hide behind it, tell it, can really open a lot of doors. And 18% response rate to a cold letter like that, you know, that is a very good response in a market that these guys see dozens and dozens of letters. So that's just a quick example. I kind of rambled on there, but a quick example about how stories can work really well in a business-to-business world too.
Absolutely. You know, what are the different types of stories? I mean, there are stories, success stories. I'm always talking about those in my newsletters. Tell a success
right.
story about how your business has helped a client with one of your products or services. There's, you know, before and after type stories.
Right.
What other kind of stories are there? Again, I think people – one of the things I like to do in this show, Troy, is that I think people get it. Okay, I know storytelling. How do I actually sit down? I got my computer on. I got my music going. I got my candle lit. I'm ready to write. But what the heck kind of story do I tell? Where do you find the inspiration to write a story that is going to resonate with your customer?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, I've done different types of coaching on this in the past. And the number one thing I make people do – is like you say, they're sitting down over candlelight, a glass of wine or, you know, a coffee or something in hand, and a yellow, I tell them, do this on paper. Don't do it on a computer because computers have too many distractions at the waiting there for you. And then just write out little one-line comments. So, you know, close your eyes and think back to your past, you know, back to your teens, and think about all the major things that have happened to you in your life. They can be things like, you know, I had, you know, kids, got married, got into just some of the different ones, martial arts, black belt in martial arts, broken bones, and I just have them start listing out little one-liners. And when they're in the right mode and they start doing this and they just let it flow, what it ultimately ends up happening is they end up with one or two different pages of one-liners. And in there are some really, really solid story opportunities. And so that's a good place to start. I call it a story inventory. And then anytime you need a new idea for an article or a blog post or a promotion, pull that sheet out, and then you can elaborate on one of those stories and tie it into your promotion. But, you know, things that a lot of people don't even think of, like pets. You know, there's a large percentage of the population are pet lovers. There's a company that I just absolutely love called Saddleback Leather. They sell high-end leather goods. He's a younger, I think he's, I don't even know if he's 40 yet, that owns the company. And I was interviewing because I love the company, but I love his use of stories in his website and how he does things. So on his site, remember, high-end leather goods like backpacks and briefcases and suitcases and that, right in the middle of his site is it this little button that says a tribute to Blue. Blue was his dog that he, you know, had for many, many years that Blue has now passed on. But when Blue passed on, he wrote this story about his dog. And it's, I'm sure if you printed it, it'd be 3 to 5 pages long about his dog and, you know, pictures and that. And yes, the dog was at his side while he built the company, but I mean, if you're a pet lover, you know, have a Kleenex ready. It'll probably bring you to tears. But I asked him when I interviewed him, I said, you know, that's a great story. I noticed you have it front and center there on your website. You know, how many people make comments on that? And he gets like dozens of people a week that make comments about the story about his dog. So it can be in the least likely of places, like pets. I talk a lot about my kids in my marketing, right? You know, I talk about my passion for martial arts. I talk about my dog. People love this stuff. It really helps them feel connected to you. And, you know, in the market we're in, hiding behind a company name or a company logo is about the worst thing you can do. You know, things like what you do, Jim, where you get in front of the camera and you talk to them and you share stories and you share your surroundings with them. And people love that, and they look for that now. And they'd much rather buy from somebody that's willing to stand up and present themselves that way than somebody that wants to go and hide behind a logo, which is where
Absolutely.
A lot of people try and do. But stories are a great way. Like the same Saddleback company, I just saw him do a Christmas video. It's a 2-minute YouTube video, and he goes shopping at some little roadside stand, and it's almost like a roadside taxidermy stand. And I don't think he says one word in the 2-minute video. It shows him shopping. He buys a couple things. One of them's a wall-mounted bull's head. He takes it back to his office. He puts it in his car. Not one word said. Takes it back to his office, and it shows him and his wife hanging this thing on a brick wall. He had, like, I can't remember what it was, 3,000 or 4,000 views on this video already. And it doesn't say anything, but it kind of shows an insight into his life. And so it can be the most bizarre of things that make people really connect with you. Am I just rambling here? I'm just making sure.
No, that is so cool. That is so, you know, this, I was just so enthralled in your story. And believe me, what Troy just did, so everybody that's listening, Troy just told in a story format the beauty and art of storytelling. And that's why I just wanted to kind of let you go there, because I know you're so good at it. And, you know, for me as the host, I have to pay attention, but I'm listening as you go. You must have told 3 or 4 different stories in that answer, and so, folks, what I'm trying to say is the answer that Troy just gave to my question was in and of itself a story, and that's really the art of how you can really connect with your customers and clients and prospects. So,
right.
Hey, Troy, this half hour went really, really fast. I want to thank you.
Half hour already.
Yeah. How can people connect with you? What's the best way for them to learn more about Troy White?
Well, probably the easiest way is my blog. I put quite a bit of content up there. The shortcut is, you gave the address, but there's a shortcut too, that's troysblog.com. Just if if the long URL takes too long, but troysblog.com will take you there. It's got my blog up there. It's got my story. It's got different resources I have. My phone number's there. My email contact form's there. So, you know, if anyone has any questions, if you need, you know, a critique on something, you know, drop me a note, and I'll certainly help you out any way I can. And like I said, I put a lot of content up there, a lot of tips on marketing and storytelling and using themes in your marketing and things like that. And I love sharing interesting businesses that use stories and themes too. So,
awesome. Well, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it, Troy. Great connecting with you as always. And and folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with the super talented marketer Troy White. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. You take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.